From the News Center, a news focus.
A report to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission recommends banning exclusionary discipline for nonviolent offenses in Pennsylvania schools. Monday was the 67th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Brown v. Board of Education ruling that found racial segregation in schools unconstitutional. Deborah Gordon-Glare, who heads the Education Law Center and served on the commission's Pennsylvania Advisory Committee, said students, including those of color and with disabilities, are more likely to face expulsion or suspension or transfer, despite evidence that they do not misbehave at higher rates.
We have to acknowledge how much work we still have to do to achieve the goals of Brown v. Board, and that in our schools, we still discriminate.
The report recommends using positive behavior supports and restorative practices for nonviolent behavior. The report is available at elc-pa.org. Claire points out that zero-tolerance policies that impose harsh punishments for even minor infractions have negative consequences that hurt the whole school.
Exclusionary discipline practices are harmful not only to the students who are expelled or suspended, but to all of the students who remain in that classroom.
She said actions need to be taken on the local, state, and federal levels. The report cites inequalities in school funding as a factor, and Claire said underfunded districts are more likely to resort to outright punishments.
We need to address the systemic inequities affecting the educational outcomes of Black and Brown students and other marginalized students whose identities intersect with those groups highlighted in this report.
The report said in 2013, when Texas implemented alternatives to exclusionary discipline, serious disciplinary actions, expulsions, and violence in schools declined sharply. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.